section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission Control to Podcasting God, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Friends, Roman countrymen, it's my show coming up here. IBWIP. Episode 132. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Lonely man.
Blake Clayton. And I have with me, across from me this evening, the man with hair like Fabio and the junk of Tommy Lee, the one and only Jason. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. That's high praise right there.
For you, buddy, that's all I can do is give you the highest praise possible.
Is my Schlongson bar like Tommy Lee's because it's all tatted up, all sleeved up like his?
No, according to those humongous peni.
Honestly, it's huge, flaccid, but when it gets erect, it shrinks like an ice cube.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to not be erect at all, then.
I try not to be.
How does it work out for you?
50-50.
You'll notice something interesting about this evening's show. It's just me and Jason.
We determined we need some one-on-one time together.
We told those girls, listen, you ladies' heads are getting a little too big.
Yep.
You think you're running the show.
Yep.
You're trying to tell us how we should do things.
Don't tell us that.
And we said, you know what? You go fucking play Bunko and you go to work.
You go make that money.
Yeah.
Go make that money, girl.
So it's just us guys, testosterone.
Just broing out.
Pulsating.
Oh, yeah. It's thick in the air.
From my
I can taste it. You know what it tastes like?
Salty.
It tastes bitter. It's thick in the air. Just a couple of bros broing out with just semen floating in an anti-gravity environment.
Yeah, there's nothing gay about it.
No. Who said that? Did someone in the chat room say it was gay? Because it is not gay.
It's the opposite of gay.
Straight not gay.
Straight not gay.
You know what else is not gay?
What?
What we're doing tonight. We got a bunch of stuff we're doing. I got a quick story that I will get to in just a moment about my daughter. I don't talk a lot about my daughter, but she's had such an obsession with the X-Men lately. I want to delve into it.
Ooh!
I brought a shovel, and we're going to dig deep.
The philosophies of a child.
That's right.
the thing we know a lot about.
From the mouths of babes come mutants. We're going to do a little news. We got a new segment. Actually, we're going to do an interview first. We have Pope Francis.
Yes.
I'm not reading that right, am I?
Yeah, he took the red eye from the Vatican. Yesterday was a huge day for him.
No. The Pope Francis.
Pope Francis is here.
We'll see.
I will not tell a lie.
Okay. Okay, good. And then we're going to do a new segment called Blake's List. And I'm not going to get into that now, but you're going to love it. And then we're going to talk, what else are we doing? There's something else.
You put that in there twice.
I screwed up. I think we're going to do something.
We're going to do Chap That Ass.
Chap That Ass, another new segment where we talk about pet peeves.
And I've got some doozies. I was kind of at a writer's block when we brought up the subject, but thankfully something happened this weekend, and I said, damn it, that Chap That Ass.
Perfect. Perfect for the segment.
Right. It's like Jason just knows shit's going to happen to me.
I'm ready.
So tell us a little bit about your daughter's obsession with the X-Men and Hugh Jackman?
And also Hugh Jackman. My daughter is 8, and you always hear that girls, this is going to sound really bad, but like become more aware of things quicker sexually than boys do.
All right.
I'm not saying my daughter wants to blow Hugh Jackman, but
but hey,
but she does. No, she's had this fascination lately with all the X-Men movies. I'm not a huge comic guy. I used to read them when I was like 15, a little bit. I have like a box of comics, just one box I ever had. But I don't know all about them. I like it. I think it's fun, a fun little escape. I like the movies, but she is just always, she always wants to watch the X-Men, always wants to watch the Wolverine movies.
Oh.
And then,
is that Hugh Jackman? Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Okay, all right, yeah. Now I'm with you, because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, it's a little concerning, because I had her brother over this weekend, and he says, she just wants to watch the X-Men movies, because she's got a crush on Hugh Jackman. And it's been confirmed. That is exactly what the deal is.
And as a father, are you happy that she found such a handsome man to be? Because she's got a crush on Pee Wee Herman.
I think Pee Wee Herman. That's so funny. We just watched that for the very first time the other night. The Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah.
That's another show entirely. That's a show. The movie is so messed. They gave Pee Wee's Big Adventure a PG rating. Back when PG meant you could drop one F-bomb, like in Beetlejuice.
Right.
It was a different set of rules in the 80s. It was hot.
Cocaine,
that's right.
Disco music, and the word fuck.
That's right. PG. Your kids can hear fuck once in a two-hour period. That's what we've determined. But yeah, I tell you what, I've been thinking about this with my daughter being attracted to a man who I think Hugh Jackman's gay. And I have a theory on that. Do you want to hear it?
Sure. You think Hugh Jackman's gay?
I do. He is. He's a Broadway star. He is a phenomenal talent, if you ask me. He can sing. He can dance. I think he's hosted the Tonys. He's won Tonys. He's an excellent actor, if you ask me.
He's done Tonys?
He's done. I think he has. I don't think that's public knowledge, but I think we'll find out very soon that he has. He's married. This is what I think. If you are a man and you marry a woman who is upwards of 10 years older than you, which he has, and also Jimmy Fallon has, I think he's gay too.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Fallon's as queer as a $3 bill. I can't stand him.
I actually like Jimmy Fallon, but I think he's gay. He didn't. Him and his wife didn't have a baby together. They like had a in vitro, or they had someone carry them.
Really? Yeah,
carry the one.
He didn't want to put the penis in the vagina.
Yeah, and then Hugh Jackman is on Broadway, and you know I think he probably a good 70% of the Broadway is a gay crowd. And then he's married to a woman 10 years old. I really think Hugh Jackman's gay. So it all comes back to my daughter being, what's that, a derogatory term for a woman who likes gay guys? Fag hag.
Fag hag.
I think my daughter is showing early signs of being a fag hag. And I don't want to say fag hag in a derogatory
way. She's
going
to hang out with them, and you know, they're going to do each other's hair. It's fine.
That's the nomenclature. I would never call a gay man fag in a derogatory way. I'm just saying that my daughter is showing early signs of that. Anyway.
Well, that's got to make you feel pretty safe.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just now realizing, like, this is a nice therapy session for me. So
I'm there for you.
I appreciate that very much. So I haven't given that much thought, but you're right. They always say girls are 10 times harder to raise than boys. And so now I'm at ease a little bit.
I'm glad I could help.
I really appreciate that.
I could never have a daughter.
Law?
I'm incapable, for one, because I've drank so much Mountain Dew that's rotted out my... inside.
All these squirmy little turd boys come out.
They just go around in circles. But I don't think I'd handle having a daughter.
It's going to get, she's already got a boatload of sass at age 8, and it's, I mean, tenfold by the time she's 15,
right.
16. It's going to be a goddamn nightmare. You mentioned my hair in the intro. Thuck? What the fuck is that? thick, luscious hair I have.
I got fucking lashes. Fucking lashes hair, man.
Oh, shit. That's some beautiful hair. I want to get you a pearl comb. My hair is going to fall out, I think, by the time she hits her teens. It's going to be rough.
Is that why you're wearing it so long and
flowing? I'm growing it out now, and I'm going to create myself a locks of love.
Locks of love for daddy when he
That's right.
loses all his hair.
That is a good idea, though, right? To create your own toupee and like while you have it,
yeah.
So you can wear it later. It's like,
yeah.
That's not your real hair. And you're like, yes, it is. Wink.
DNA. Well, I think your daughter will be fine.
I had a question for you, though, because the X-Men is all mutants and superpowers, and I didn't know if you could have a mutant power or some sort of superpower, what would it be?
That's a very good question. Let me ponder that.
Can you? I'll tell you what mine would be. I don't like the Fantastic Four. Do you know the Fantastic Four? They're like the elements.
One stretches, one fire, one strong rock, and one.
They all represent the elements. So you got the Thing is made out of rock, so he's like Earth.
Right.
And you've got the Invisible Woman, who's like
wind,
right? Human Torch, who's fire, obviously, and then Water is Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that was a good band.
That was a good band. I think was it the Fantastic Four in that?
Right.
mine would be Mr. Fantastic, though, because your penis could go, you could stretch that out probably like a good kilometer.
Yeah.
You go around corners and stuff.
Does it have to be one of those mutant things?
No, I'm just saying that Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four, that's the power I would like to have for the penis.
I would like to be able to, I would like to read minds.
Oh boy, that's a dangerous road to go down.
Just like the girl on Twilight.
I don't know that.
Oh.
She can read minds? Which one? Kristen Stewart?
I don't know. She has dark hair.
The main girl?
No. Kristen, no. It was one of the vampires. One of the.
Why do you know this?
Because I just watched it the other day.
All of them?
No, I've seen them all, but I just watched the first one. Jasper's my favorite, but
I don't know what
he's
that
really
is.
Portrayed as a. He's portrayed as a homo the first episode of first show, but he ends up being cool anyway.
So that's what it would be to read minds.
Yes, I want to be able to read people's minds because I don't like fucking people lying and shit. And I figure I read your mind, I know what the fuck you're thinking.
Okay, and then you get people's PIN numbers.
Yeah, well, like right now, if I close my eyes real tight,
I got a fart, is what it looks like from here.
And I know what Chloroform Billy is thinking right now. Hold on, wait for it. Right now, Chloroform Billy is saying, "I like pussy." And I think that's what he's saying. So you want to read some news bulletins?
I really do want to read them.
All right.
Am I reading the stories?
Sure. Why don't you read one, and then I'll read.
All right.
Hey, it's time for IBWIP news.
I like that one. We were talking about recording something. I think that was it.
Yeah.
Just snip it right out of this episode.
I've really come to slack on this show now that I have you.
That's fine. I have a lot of free time. First story, and I think people have probably seen a lot of these out there in their favorite fast food restaurants or what have you, but Coke aims for cool. With 146 flavor dispenser.
146 flavors of Coca-Cola? Are you kidding me?
Man, it says one machine can't fix all that's wrong with the soft drink industry. I think that's wrong. I think one machine can, and this machine's doing it. But Coca-Cola's freestyle machine, which can dispense 146 different flavors, is giving Coke the one thing it needs most of all, buzz. See what they did there?
Nice.
Very nice. Freestyle is not a beverage formula, but a formula for survival in the $76 billion soft drink industry, awash in competition, and growing consumer rejection.
I think the amount of Mountain Dew that I drink, I'm probably 35 billion of that.
you're contributing 76. That much?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they have you to thank. They should name one of these 146 flavors after you, I think.
The Blakester.
Is that what they would call it? The Blakester?
It would be tangy. It would have a nice tang to it.
Like the astronauts drink?
Very bubbly. No, like a tang, like poontang.
Oh, poontang. Nice.
Poontang with
sizzles.
Like, it would have, like, the carbonation of 7-Up, but, like, the taste of Mountain Dew, but the carbonation doesn't go away.
You're describing the perfect machine.
Because 7-Up, you open it up, and 3 seconds later, it's just flat.
What you're describing is, like, Darwin couldn't fuck with that. Like, that'd be the top of the chain. That'd be the soda completely realized.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. There's just a little bit more. This teen targeting touchscreen dispenser flavors self-created beverages in micro doses. It may be Coke's best hope to keep the millennials fully engaged, socially involved, and buying fizzy drinks at a time when industry sales are falling faster than water down the drain.
Why do you think soda is falling? Because everybody's trying to be healthy and conscious and everything?
Yeah, it's that, I think.
Because there's a lot of fat-ass bitches that are ordering large, extra-large Diet Cokes.
There's so many fat-ass bitches anymore. Everywhere I go, just a plethora of bitches that have such fat asses.
Fucking fat ass.
Ugh.
Like, I'll take two Big Macs, a large fried apple pie, and a large Diet Coke.
A diet, yeah.
Because that's going to do me a lot of fucking good.
Make it a Coke Zero. I think it's like TV. Like, you'll never have a finale of MASH where, like, 100 trillion people watch because there's so many different stations.
Right.
And so, yeah, between the healthy aspect of it where it's not good for you and people are looking at different, like the Zeros or some other, like, Dasani waters, there's so many options out there for healthy stuff as well as stuff that's bad for you. I think it probably breaks up the industry quite a bit. I was going to read off a couple. There's actually one cool thing you can do with this, too. You can download a Coke app, and then you can create a flavor using what they have. And when you go with your smartphone to the machine, it'll pump out the flavor automatically for you. It's madness.
Do you think we're becoming the most lazy people in the world? You don't see Chinamen doing this.
I don't think I have time to answer that.
Yeah. you're too busy. I'll just don't ride a ferry anywhere.
Oh. Nice. I'm going to drop a few drinks on you here.
Okay.
Orange Coke?
I'll try it. I don't like Coke. I don't like dark sodas, but I'll try it.
Diet Raspberry Coke?
No. I don't drink diet, obviously. You can tell.
Sprite with strawberry?
Do it.
Sprite with grape or
do
peach?
It. Not peach.
Dasani with lemon. Powerade Ion 4 Raspberry. What does that mean? What is an Ion 4?
It gives you a boner, I think.
Oh, I'm going to highlight that one. High C Orange Vanilla? That doesn't sound good.
No. The Godfather's Pizza here in Pekin, they have one of these machines. But I don't know if it does the app thing, but they have one of these touch screens where it has all these different flavors and stuff.
It looks like something out of Space Odyssey, right? It's just this big gray monolith machine.
It opens the door and like there's little cartridges of syrup, like hundreds of little cartridges of syrup.
Yeah, there's got to be.
They must just put a drop in it, I would think. Otherwise, you'd be changing cartridges all the time.
No joke. It's pretty nice. But the bad thing about that is, every place I go, the machine's got to be expensive because there's only one machine per place, and then you get a line of like 10 people behind you.
Right.
I don't know. The last drink I thought was weird was Vault Red Blitz, and I have no idea what that is.
It's a football team.
Oh, is it? It's this.
No, I've had Volt before. Volt's like a Mountain Dew, but I can't drink red sodas. I don't like dark sodas because I'm racist.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drink red sodas or like Hawaiian punches because I'm allergic to red dye number five.
What happens to you when you consume it?
Severe cramping.
Where at? Whereabouts?
In my abdomen region.
Right around your genitals.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm having a period. I mean,
it's kind of ironic, right? I mean, how the red is invoking periods.
My thing is I'm like, ladies, why are you bitching?
Yeah,
about
it's not
period?
So bad
because I mean, I have sharp pains for a couple hours.
Yeah,
you guys are like bitch for 5 or 6 days.
Get over it, ladies.
Jeez,
Jesus, ladies.
Vaginas.
All right, that's the end of that story.
And boom, digress.
You want to read the next one?
Sure. I'll read the next one because I'm a golfer.
There you go.
All right, pardon me because my Spanish is not right. What is that? Larrazabal jumps into water to escape hornets during the second round of the Maybank Malaysian Open. Pablo Larrazabal was going about his business on the fifth fairway. So he was jerking off on the fifth fairway.
That's what I've gotten for this story so far.
At the country club when he was suddenly attacked by a swarm of hornets. Ah!
That'd be pretty bad.
I've never met a hornet that I like. Never met a hornet that I like. Anyway, what initially looked somewhat amusing, he was swinging a towel to avoid the hornets, quickly turning scared. He was stung more than 20 times, and to escape the wrath of the hornets, he jumped into the nearby lake.
Just like in the cartoons.
I've heard of like alligators being on the golf course, but never a large band of Charlotte Hornets.
I don't know where the Kalula Lumpur Golf and Country Club is, but what if it's in... Sometimes you get
in
alligators...
Malaysia.
Oh, okay. Do they have alligators there? Because what if he's jumping in the lake?
And then the alligator gets...
They're like, waiting for a... Like,
or one of those cranes. Those things are fucking...
Are they badass?
Oh, cranes are badass. You don't mess with them. They were three times the size of bees. They were huge, and like 30 or 40 of them started to attack me big time. I didn't know what to do. My caddy told me to run, so I just started running like a crazy man. But the hornets were still there, so the other players told me to jump into the lake. It was the scariest moment of my career, for sure.
Oh, yeah. What would come close to that? Like getting
the scariest moment of a golfer's career.
Yeah. I think that easily trumps it, doesn't it? Maybe not.
I don't like getting like chased by a gopher.
Like on Caddyshack.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel it's exactly like a cartoon, right? You jump in the water and you grab the bamboo,
right?
And you breathe through the bamboo, but then the hornets are
come
the bees.
Into it.
They always go into there,
yeah, and they sting your mouth.
And he jumps out of the water and like hangs over the water for a second before
I've never been so scared. After the jumping in the lake, he continued to play and surprisingly made a birdie on that hole. Oh my God! He finished the round with a 4-under 68 and is tied for 25th through 36 holes at 2-under.
Do you think that he keeps like an extra set of clothes on the golf cart?
Oh, they all have extra set of they have clothes
in case this comes up.
Yeah, and in their bag they have everything. They have like a snack bar.
Oh, it's like a Mary Poppins bag where they can just pull a bunch of shit out of it.
Yeah, they have like ponchos of every, you know, and they have a whole new
coat rack.
Yeah. Dildos, like all kinds of stuff.
Dildos. He's like, make sure you get that extra set of clothes for me in case I have to jump in a lake for some reason today.
In case I get attacked by hornets.
I don't know about you, but like when I was young, there was always like a homing signal. Like all the kids in the neighborhood knew where a hornet's nest was, right, like in a tree, and we'd all go throw rocks at it. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We used to throw them like a big wasps and
yeah, about the size of a basketball,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Just hanging for okay.
Just whip rocks at them and try. Sorry. And some of the kids would take those sticks and start jumping and trying to hit.
Oh shit.
We're badass, man.
They ever get stung up by them?
No. We took off running when they would come out, but Illinois, the Illinois hornets are lazy.
Okay. I tell you, one time, a block from where I grew up, there was always one in a tree, but you couldn't hit it. It was really high. So there'd be like six kids, you know, just on their BMX bikes, just sitting there whipping rocks at it. And I remember if you could very clearly hear it hit. Like you would hit a paper mache.
Right.
Right. And as soon as you do that, the kids, you don't have to see it coming. You know they're coming.
Right.
And then the kids just scatter. And I had a kid over once, and it was like one of the only times he ever came over to my house. And he's the only one who got stung. This one kid who didn't even belong in the neighborhood.
My brother is allergic to bee stings. And so that was always the big thing was, like, they didn't have EpiPens. What are they called? EpiPens. They didn't have those back then. And so, like, he got stung by a bee once. And my grandma acted like it was the last, you know. Oh my God!
What, does everything like close up? Is that what happens?
Yeah, he gets all swelled up. Ugh. Swelled up. His vagina swells up.
Oh, jeez.
All right, speaking of vaginas, you want to hear some music?
I would love to hear some music.
All right, well, I'm going to segue into the song. This is Sin Eater by Piss Poor Players. There's some friends of the show, and I have a list of upcoming shows that we're going to go through real quick.
Do it.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
Are you sure? You have time?
Let's skip it.
No! Never. So anyway, they got shows coming up April 30th in Madison at the Wisco with Whiskey Dick, May 2nd in Milwaukee at G-Daddy's BBC with High Lonesome, who is awesome, SS Webb, who is awesome, and the Dead Horse Experience. May 10th in Chicago at Reggie's with Pearl Mahone, that beautiful gal, and Jeff Shepard. Then on May 21st in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Tip Top Bar. It's right at the top of the hill.
At the tippy top.
Yeah. And that's going to be with the Ditch Diggers and the Drunken Cuddle. So here is Piss Poor Players with Sin Eater.
If you needed more of a reason to go to the Moonrunner Music Fest, IBWIP will be in attendance. And if you needed less of a reason, well, IBWIP has you covered there too.
In the anger of the Lord will burn. It's all gone.
Look at us. We finally found a reason to play this ridiculous song. Folks, I want to take a few minutes to tell you about our new sponsor, BarkBox.com. Your dog is your best friend and deserves a treat once in a while, right? BarkBox.com is the place to go to get that treat. Once a month, they send your pup a box filled with snacks, toys, and more. Now, we aren't talking about cheap, unsafe, China-produced crap here. This stuff is top-notch, 100% healthy, American-made products. No raw hides or formaldehyde, and no stuff that will harm your dog. You can subscribe for 1 month, 3 months, or even 6 months. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Don't have a dog? Well, first off, that's un-American. But if you don't, you can send a BarkBox subscription as a gift to someone who does. And best of all, 10% of all revenue at BarkBox.com goes to rescues and shelters all over the United States. Again, that's BarkBox.com. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Send us confirmation of your order to Blake at IBWIP.com, and we will even throw in a brand new IBWIP koozie for free. Holy crap, you can't ask for more. Do something great for your dog today. They can't order themselves because they don't have any thumbs. Go to BarkBox.com today and use promo code IBWIP for $5 off.
Alrighty, folks, that was Split Lip Rayfield with the song Devil. They are going to be headlining Farm Fest this year up in Wisconsin, so make sure you check it out. Folks, I am overjoyed right now to introduce my next guest, And for those of you that are subscribed to our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see this very soon. But we have, straight from the Vatican, he took the red-eye flight from yesterday's Easter celebration. It's the one, the only, I do believe the only.
Currently, I am the only Pope.
It's the Pope Francis. Pope Francis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. I very much appreciate it.
I know yesterday was a busy, busy day for you.
The glorious resurrection of Christ.
And you took the red-eye flight all the way here to Illinois and so from the Vatican, so thank you.
Direct flight, the Pope plane.
Yeah, the Pope plane. So, if you don't mind, I got some questions to go through.
I came all of this way. Please hit me with your questions. All
right. The first question is, you are the 266th Pope of the Catholic Church. How did you land that job?
Becoming the Pope is all about who you know, and I know God. It was God's will and divine intervention that landed me this position, and I have made a promise to him that if I were chosen, that I would uphold the sanctity of his church with the utmost respect and compassion achievable by man.
Wow. That's very detailed. I kept waiting for a pun.
There's no puns.
Okay. So the rumor has it that you were the runner-up to becoming the Pope in 2005. Was it difficult bouncing back after a tough loss? How did you overcome such crushing defeat?
First of all, I will say that it was not a crushing defeat. I won the popular vote, but the Pope Benedict, he won the Electoral College. It is an imperfect system conceived by man and not from our Heavenly Father. But I do want to take I don't want to take anything away from Pope Benedict's accomplishments.
What was that?
Pope Benedict's accomplishments. God had a plan for me, and that plan was to kick ass and to take names in 2013, and I am all out of names.
When you became Pope, you chose your own name, which you chose Francis.
Yes.
Don't you think that you should have chosen a more masculine, maybe more powerful name?
I do get this question on occasion. I will say that Francis was the name of my goldfish. May he rest in peace. Every day, Francis and I would spend 2 to 3 hours in a prayer. He was the holiest fish I ever met. I made the promise to him that when I became a pope, I would take his name.
Where did you get that goldfish?
I won him at a carnival just outside of the Vatican City. I threw the ping pong ball into the bowl. They handed me the goldfish. I could not believe it.
Wow. And you named him Francis.
He was named Francis.
So, you live at the Vatican.
Yes.
Does it have a pool?
We have a series of aqueducts that myself and some of the higher-ranking cardinals play in on occasion. It is located in the heart of the papal apartment complex, also known as the Popeplex. All of the aqueducts are filled with the most blessed of holy water and a killer filtration system, as we have a real body hair problem in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I want to go off script here. We have some of the listeners in the chat room. One has a question. Do you want to wait till the end, or you want
to? No, bring it on any time.
All right. Chloroform Billy.
I am a regular listener to your show. I don't recognize the name. Chloroform Billy, he's an avid listener and very engaged in the podcast. But Chloroform Billy, please, what is your question?
It says, ask that their Pope how long I've had. Well, it's hard to read. How long I'll have to stay in hell for ripping Angel's wings off and dragging her to the earth where I can do bad things to the best of God's bitches.
There's a lot wrong with those phrases, but I can understand the temptations of the flesh. Angel was plucked from heaven, is one of God's children. I cannot fault you for that, but you must ask for forgiveness, Chloroform Billy. You must ask forgiveness from a God, and only then will you find a true path to heaven. You will have to say 15 Hail Marys before you are able to get out of hell and into purgatory, and then ultimately to your heavenly Father.
Do you think he should say 15 Hail Marys before he leaves the chat room?
I would do 15 before, and I would do 15 after.
That makes sense. That way you're covered.
You want to make sure you're covered with Christ.
Covered all with Christ, right?
Correct. Wait, what?
Priests in the Catholic Church have been known for befriending young altar boys. And what is your stance on the problem of sexual abuse in the church?
This has become a real problem. I do not deny that these atrocities have taken place. But it is a time to heal the church and to assure the children of God that they are in the safe and loving arms, fingers, and on occasion fists of his most loyal servants. I take on the burden of a responsibility of those evils, of those who came before me, as I am the head of the Catholic Church. However, altar girls, now that is a different story.
I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm just giddy that you're here, is what the problem is.
It's a great honor for you.
It's been in the news about your stance on gays in relation to the church. Can you talk a little bit about your views and how it's been received by the church?
The truth is that priests are often labeled as homosexual because of their life of celibacy that we have chosen and molestation charges that have been brought against us. But honestly, we're all a little gay. I know I am a little. So my view on homosexuality, you ask, I'm not for it. But I'm not against it either. I said I'm not against it either.
Can you say a Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana?
A Rosanna, Banana, Hananana. A Gilda, rather, a Michelle, rest in peace. I will see you when I get there. See you when I get there.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Actually, I own a strip club in the Vatican. It has been passed down from a pope to a pope over the centuries. It's called the Vatican, and it is patronized only by the priests of the Vatican. The women strip down and then immediately are confessing their sins to their customer and say Hail Mary for every boner that they have caused.
Oh, man, that must be very stressful, owning a business and then taking care of all this other stuff.
I have a lot to help, honestly, but I do like to visit there on occasion, and I like to receive a boner and then to be confessed to by the person responsible for my boner.
All right. So, have you rode in the Pope Mobile since becoming the Pope? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it a six-cylinder or a four?
Believe it or not, I've had a lot of modifications done to the Pope Mobile since I have become the Pope. Believe it or not, it is an eight-cylinder. The bulletproof glass on the back, you sit there and you wave to the people. I had that bulletproof glass removed.
Why?
I do not want any barriers between me and the public. I want them to see me for me, and I want to see them for them. Okay?
Okay. It
also, I have to admit that I use the Pope Mobile at the night to fight a crime in the Vatican City.
Fight crime?
That's all right. The evildoers, be aware, as the night cannot envelope the white cape that belongs to the Holy Diver.
Is your theme song the Dio song Holy Diver?
Indeed it is.
I wish I would have known that. I would have had it queued up. Oh, that would have been great.
Well, there's a lot that we can do in a post.
That's true. So, you used to be close friends with Father Guido Sarducci back in college. Do you have any crazy stories about you guys hanging out?
Yes, Father Guido Sarducci. Yes, we spent a great deal of time together with those original Not Ready for a Prime Time players in the late 70s, the group of Saturday Night Live when the show first came on. Those were crazy days in New York. Lots of coke-fueled all-nighters with the likes of Chevy and Danny. And John, oh, John, what an animal he was. The father and I had an improv troupe in New York called My Two Fathers. Good times, indeed.
Wow. Did you guys ever get arrested together?
We were both arrested on several occasions for public indecency. My Two Fathers was largely a nude show that we did and improvised, and that did not fare so well with the local law enforcement police.
Completely understandable. Some things that the people might not know about you is that you're a big soccer fan.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you like about soccer?
I do love a good game of football, or soccer as you call it here. When I am in the house of God, I have my Pope hat on, as you see it right before you.
Yes, it's your Pope. What does it say?
It says, keep a calm. I'm the Pope. There's no need to fear when the Pope is here. I tell you, so I have my Pope hat on when I'm in the house of God, but when I am in the football stands, I have the football fan hat on, and I tell you what, you don't want to get in my way. I love what any fan of the sport loves, the minimalistic, pure athleticism of the sport.
But while I do not gamble any money, I have lost some of the... actually, you did not ask me that yet, did you?
No, I did not.
Please, proceed with it. I feel like you have another question related to soccer.
Yes. Have you ever put any money down on a match or two?
I have not. But I have lost some of the church's most sacred artifacts and have waged eternal damnation. You thought that response was going to be a little bit longer, didn't you? I said, well, you should. Oh, may God bless you, son. Oh, you're going to want to have that checked out. Have you had an MRI done lately? There is something rotten in you, son. I believe it is the devil working within your lungs.
It could be. Man, it's hot here. Are you hot with that robe on?
How dare you say that it's hot here with your t-shirt? I am the one wearing a robe. I am the one wearing the hat. I am the one who is sweating and had a red eye. You sit here in your comfortable compartment. How dare you, sir?
Also, before you came, pardon me.
Please take your time.
I'm just really choked up that...
I am sorry to get so heated.
I'm just choked up that you're such a man of your stature is here. We usually have shitty guests.
Such as?
Cupid.
Oh, he was awful. I heard him. What a foul mouth on that young man.
He's going to hell. So, also, before you became a priest, you were a bouncer at a club.
Ah, yes.
What was the experience like to have, and how did you shape your life? How did it shape your life to serve the Lord?
Well, I tell you what, that's right. When I was a student, I was a bouncer at a club in the Buenos Aires. It was called Las Bolas Azuelas, or the Blue Balls. I had many different jobs before I entered the priesthood, such as a party juggler. I was a bathroom attendant, a horse manure shoveler, a star counter, ice cream melter, a boxing glove lacer, envelope licker, and the list goes on. All of these jobs had me serving others, which is what the Pope is being all about. That and the gold chalices, of course.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Lord. I see that you have a Facebook account. Surprisingly, there are only 529,637 likes. Do you personally run the page, or do you have your assistant handle it?
I run the page on my own.
Okay.
When you get the response from my Facebook page, you are hearing it directly from the Pope. And I talk it directly to God. So it's really like a Kevin the Bacon, the 2 degrees of God.
Does it bother you that there aren't more likes on your page?
I do not mind having less likes than, say, Avena Di Solo or Selena Gomez. Lord knows that they should have more likes than the holiest men on the planet. But, you know, I like many things, but I don't always Facebook like them. For instance, I love the Cheesecake Factory, but I haven't liked them on Facebook. But just because I haven't liked them on Facebook, it does not diminish my passion for their Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake. I may only have 529,637 likes, but it feels more like 530,128 likes.
Do you? Would you recommend that all the listeners to this show go to your Facebook page and like you? We can put the link on the show notes.
I would appreciate if you put the link on the show notes. That is it. I do not encourage them to do that unless they find that the Jesus of Christ has a touch in the heart to do so. Then and only then would I invite you to like me on Facebook, and I also invite you to try the Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake exclusively at the Cheesecake Factory.
Could you do me a favor and kind of suggest through Jesus or God or whoever?
I do have a direct line.
Right. Could you get us some more likes on our IBWIP Facebook page?
You do not want people to be touched by you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you want me to physically say, go like IBWIP on the Facebook.
Or die.
I cannot say that. How you're taking advantage of my papal responsibilities.
Or your grandma will get raped. How about that?
That may happen on its own. Nursing homes is a very dicey situation anymore.
Right, yeah, it's shady.
STDs are running rampant. Jesus Christ knows this. Let me ask you this, Blake. You have how many likes do you have on Facebook right now?
I have 907.
You know it to a T, it sounds like.
Yes.
What is your goal?
1,000.
Oh, you can
get there. It's only 93.
It's especially with the Pope push, as I like to call it, you will receive at least 100 more. If you are listening right now,
Blake has very little to live for. I talked to God about him before I got here. I know he does not have much going on. If 1,000 likes on his Facebook page make him feel better, I invite all of the listeners to go to his Facebook page. I know everyone has one. Everybody has a Facebook page. Just like IBWIP. It's not going to hurt you. If you have a bunch of updates from that page coming to you and it is bothering you, you can always block it. You can always block what Blake has to say, but at least like him. It takes you 5 seconds to do so, and it would have meant the world to him. Let's move it up from 907 to a 1,000.
Thank you very much, Pope.
You're welcome.
Do you call you Francis or Pope or Pope Francis?
P. Fran, please.
P. Fran?
Yes.
Well, P. Fran, finally, do you have any advice to the young men who are thinking about going into the priesthood?
Ah, yes. I don't want to take anything away from a Pope of Benedict, but I really feel as though I am becoming quite a popular Pope. And I feel like I am bringing many young men to the papal, which is what I want. So, yes, for those of you who want to get into the priesthood, go out and sow your wild oats right now. Because when you make that papal coronation oath, it is off hands the ladies forever. Actually, the oath ends with the higher-ranking members of the church applying a chip clip permanently to the end of your penis. So while you can, go out and get it on, because when you make that promise, when you make that oath in front of the members of the church and in front of God, it is a forever.
Wow. Well, Pope Francis.
Yes.
It's been an honor. Again, like I said, I completely understand. Yesterday, we celebrated the great
the
holiday,
resurrection.
The resurrection. He is risen.
He is arisen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I saw that on Facebook, that he had risen.
You were not aware of that beforehand?
Well, no.
You get all of your information from
Facebook? I thought you just pushed the rock out. I didn't know he rose above the rock and walked over it.
Jesus Christ, after 3 days after his crucifixion, he drop-kicked that rock right to the side. He came out and has been the only person since to have his physical being raptured up to heaven.
Wow. One more question, just off the cuff. Yesterday, we celebrated 420, which is...
Easter.
Yes, Easter.
I love Easter.
Right.
You get me going on for hours and hours.
But there's also another holiday on 420 that a lot of people that take medication celebrate. Do you know anything about this, or...?
It is not. You're speaking of something different than Easter. Is that right?
Correct.
I may not be familiar with what you are speaking.
Okay. It's where people celebrate the marijuana.
Marijuana.
What is your stance on marijuana?
My stance is that if God put it on the planet, he had put it there for you to smoke. It is a healer of glaucoma. It has cancer patients eating. I am for, it does not say anywhere in the Bible not to smoke a marijuana.
Right.
I am for the marijuana for the medical purposes. If you are doing it to get high and you're not being productive, then the devil's idle hands are the devil's plaything. You want to sit around and smoke a weed all day and get high? Then the devil will take control of your hands and you will do evil. But if it is a form of medicine, then I say to get high.
Get high.
Get high.
All right. Well, Pope, we're actually out of time for this segment completely.
I understand.
But it has been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
it. Can you look at the camera
out
and maybe do a slight blessing? Or
Our Father, thou art heaven. Smoke the weed.
Smoke the chiba, the chiba. All righty, folks. Here we go. If I had to compare IBWIP to a cereal, it would be...
Now, hold on a second. I feel like, even though I'm not a regular part of the show, and I'm only the Popa, that perhaps we are missing a part of the show called Blake's List. Are we out of time?
we were out of time.
We're skipping to the Blake's List.
We kind of had, me and Jason had an agreement earlier that we were going to try to keep it to a certain...
I understand.
I apologize. I thought it was more important that we speak to you.
I would agree. You're not saving anyone's soul with Blake's List. I tell you that much.
And we've got hundreds of shows for the rest of the year.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. Please go ahead with your Mr. Tag.
Okay, I'm sorry. If I had to compare IBWIP to cereal, I would compare it. It would be with... Fuck me.
You're forgiven.
Okay, thank you. If I could compare IBWIP to a cereal, it would be Honey Smacks, because we keep our bitches in line. That's not it at all.
I'd forgive you for that as well.
I am just overcome right now. I'm sweating. I am coughing.
You are physically drained.
Okay. I guess I need to also say who this is.
Let me do it. Will you let me say who it is going to be?
Sure.
This one is a near and dear to my heart. This is, song is a Railroad by... what? Railroad of the Sun. I apologize. No?
Sin. It's Railroad of Sin.
It's the Railroad of Sin by Sturgill Simpson. And a joy.
Hey, we love interacting with our fans, and there's tons of ways to get a hold of us. The easiest way is sending us an email at blake@ibwip.com. If you're still big into Facebook, then go search us at IBWIP. You can send us messages on there, or you can even post on our page. We also have a dial-in number, 203-429-4711. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We love playing voicemails on the show as well. If you're one of those Twitter addicts, follow us at IBWIPCOM. Finally, we are also on Instagram and Vine. Follow us at IBWIP on both. Take a few minutes and send us your questions, comments, and general complaints. We can't wait to hear from you.
Trying to explain. Girl, I ain't never gonna change.
Push that a little too early.
I like that song.
That's a good song. That's called Sinner by Rocket. Whitey Morgan in the 78s.
I like that.
WhiteyMorgan.com.
Rockin'.
Oh, man. The Pope was here. It's crazy.
I was stunned. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't move. I was just staring at him. I was just trying to take it all in. It was awesome.
It was crazy.
You nailed that interview, by the way.
Thanks. It was one of my... I'm usually not nervous about interviews, but I mean, when you have the Pope Francis in the house, and he had the hat and he had the robe and everything, I thought he was just going to come in like blue jeans and like a flannel.
I did not think that, but he was very humble, but he still had a very commanding.
Oh,
presence.
very for a guy named Francis, he was pretty commanding, I'd have to say.
All right, well, we're gonna try this new segment. It's called Chap That Ass.
Chap that ass, chap that ass.
Gonna get your ass chap that ass.
Not with leather.
Not with other things. That's about basically the things that we encounter on a daily basis that kind of piss us off or chaps our ass. So basically we're going to go over a few things that we've encountered that are really kind of pissing us off, and we're going to vent about it and then crack wise. So, all right. Blake, you got a few things?
Do you want me to start with a mild one or go straight for the...
I just want to know, Blake... What chaps your ass?
What chaps my ass is these napkin dispensers at fast food restaurants. You know, it used to be you just take as many napkins as you want. Mm-hmm. We had a good time, right?
Great time.
I use a lot of napkins. I try to get my kids to use a lot of napkins. I use a lot of napkins.
Because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Right. And also, when I eat, my nose runs. I don't understand. And I just don't like to have dirty hands. You know, Molly doesn't like to have dirty hands in her vagina.
Yeah, okay.
And after Buffalo Wild Wings, I mean...
You don't want some blazing hot wing sauce up in Cooterville. Right.
So, you know...
What?
The napkin dispensers really make me mad. They restrict getting more than one at a time. Like, you can't get... Like, you used to be able to, like, kind of push down and get four or five of them, and now that they got them, like...
You're saying all at once. Like, you'd push it in the fashion that it would kind of, like, bend out, and you could grab a fat stack
once. Right, right. Now you can only get one at a time.
Because there's, like, I think I know what you're talking about. It's, like, the clear plastic shield on the front. It's got, like, a little slit, so you're just pulling one.
Yeah, you can't even get your fingers in there now.
That's kind of a pain in the ass. I never thought of that.
And, like, my thing is how much money are they really saving by becoming the Nazis of napkins?
Not much. Not much money. They're pissing people off more than they're saving money.
And the food's so damn greasy. You know, you have to have like 400 napkins.
Well, it depends where you're eating. Where are you eating that's so greasy?
Culver's.
Yep, that'll do it.
McDonald's.
Also there.
Taco Bell.
And they all have the same dispensers?
Yes. And Taco Bell has the ones that are facing, like they have the ones that are facing up.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
But now,
like a Kleenex box.
Right. But now, Taco Bell has the ones that are facing this way, so there's no way to even get any leverage to get two or three out at a time. Fuck them. I'm saving my good one for
you. You know what? Screw that.
So, napkin dispenser companies.
F you.
You're chapping my ass.
Chapping. Is that what we're going to do? Is that at the end of each one? Yeah. We're going to say, guess what? That thing I'm pissed off about. You're chapping my ass.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything that's chapping your ass?
I got a
Jason?
Couple things.
Jason, what's chapping your ass?
I tell you what. I got a real chap problem back there, and it's being caused by some restaurants, kind of in the same vein. I go to restaurants sometimes, and like the people that are working there, they're unable to determine whether or not they're able to provide a service. Like when I go to Jimmy John's, okay, I like a sandwich with everything on it. I go with Courtney, Nurse Courtney. She'll say, oh, I would like a Slim. It's just bread and turkey, but she likes mayo. So we're like, hey, can you guys put some mayo on that sandwich? And they say, no, we can't, but we can give you mayo packets. Because I guess the one that this is a Slim is just bare bones. This is what it is. But we're not asking for lettuce and tomato. Just put some mayo on there. Right. How hard is that?
You would think it would be cheaper for them to put some mayo in that big tub of mayo that they have as opposed to making people use the actual packets. It probably costs.
It all adds up, man. It all adds up. And it's ridiculous. Because like, even if that is like a rule, just break it.
Yeah.
You're pissing people off. Why not just give us some mayo? Just put the little spatula in there, spread it across once. Boom, you're done.
They're not washing their hands when they leave the bathroom. What's the little mayo?
That's right. Wait, what? Something else along the same vein. A local chain called Avanti's, which I love.
Avanti's al Restaurante.
Avanti's al Restaurante. Oh, thank you, Pope. Avanti's is a low-cost, local Italian food.
Sure.
It's okay. I grew up a few blocks from one. I literally have the meat sauce running through my veins. That's how much I've had in my life.
You look a little thick.
I do. I'm feeling thick. And it's largely thanks to Avanti's. That's a plug for them. I go there, and I'll get one of their turkey and Swiss sandwiches, and it comes with a sauce. But I say, you know what, just give me a thing of sauce on the side. They give you one. It's about the size of a thimble.
Right.
I say, can I get a little bigger container? And like as soon as I say that, their brain explodes. They have no idea what I'm asking for. They have no idea how to. I think they're about ready to grab a 22-ounce cup for soda. And put, like, no, just a little container.
Right.
Something more than a fingertip full, but not quite as much as a gallon of milk, you know?
Right, somewhere in between.
Let's split the difference, please.
Well, I always usually ask for extra sauce there, and they give me like a soup cup.
Mm-hmm.
Of it.
Their meat sauce or their marinara sauce?
Meat sauce, yes.
I just wanted, like, it's like their secret mayo thing. It's like horseradish kind of sauce that they put.
Oh.
I don't need a soup cup. I just need something that, you know, half the size of a fist. That's all I need.
And boy, do I know about the size of a fist.
Ooh, boy. Talk about different shows. Anyway, Avanti's and Jimmy John's, you're chapping my ass.
Hey, yo. Well, the last one I have, you know, I was kind of, you know, because I don't really get bothered very easily. I'm a pretty mellow guy,
yeah.
So not a lot of stuff chaps my ass. But I'll tell you what, we went to Bass Pro Shop on Saturday.
Great shop.
And the kids love to go there. I love to go there. And it's always an event. Well, they had an Easter egg hunt.
They always got something. Every holiday, they got something.
Right. They always have really, you know, the lines are always.
Yeah.
But. You know, Easter egg hunt, kids like to go to Bass Pro Shop. So we go and we eat at Uncle Buck's, which is the restaurant that's connected.
Yeah.
Horrible food, cost me $50.
It is expensive,
isn't it? It's very expensive. But that's not what chaps my ass.
There's more to it?
There's more that chaps my ass.
Hit me!
So we got in line for the Easter egg hunt registration.
Way on the other side.
Way on the other side.
Where the boats usually are.
Where the boats are.
Okay.
And we got there and we were first in line.
First in line?
First in line for the registration for the Easter egg hunt. The lady explains over and over to everybody in the growing line that you register and the Easter egg hunt does not start till 2:00.
What time were you there?
1:30.
Okay.
The Easter egg hunt does not start till 2:00. Okay?
Right.
All right. So we're first in line, so obviously we register and we have about a half hour to wait. So we took the kids to each one of the sections to look and see where the Easter eggs were they weren't really hidden. They were just all over the place. Each department had a different color.
Okay.
Now each kid could get one egg from each one of the departments. So you have five eggs. Okay?
Okay.
They weren't hard to find. Everybody was gonna get one. But you don't start till
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
PM.
PM. So we're walking around and instantly you see kids grabbing eggs.
But it was after 2 o'clock,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't. What? It was before 2 o'clock. And the parents are sitting there walking with them, and they're like, you know, oh, there's one, there's one. You know, first of all, they weren't that fucking hard to find. There's like 30 of them in an aisle, you know? But so I've got to explain to my kids why these kids get to go and why they're getting and grabbing eggs.
Because they're stupid.
And because my kids, I'm telling them they have to wait till 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the rule.
Yeah. I'm starting to get real chapped over here.
You're going to have to get some Gold Bond by the time I'm done with this.
Oh, man.
So we make the kids wait. They keep seeing kids walk by, put eggs in their bag, and mosey on. The lady said 100 times, we're not starting until 2 o'clock. So at 2 o'clock, I have my phone. Boom, they started. By 2:10, we're up in line again. The line is not now registering line. Now it's all the people that cheated.
Going back for seconds?
No, going to turn in their eggs to get their candy. So we were the first in line. So most likely we would have been one of the first 5 or 10 in the new line to exchange your eggs for candy.
Mm.
You would think.
You would think
if so. Everybody started at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, there was like 75 people in front of us.
Why do you need to register? What was that? Were there like extra prizes in there?
No, because they can only do 100 kids.
Okay.
So
I feel like every time I go to something like this, whether it's Santa Claus or Easter, it's always a clusterfuck.
It's always a clusterfuck.
No one knows that there's got to be a best practice out there, a perfect way to do this that someone year after year is doing it right. But every time, like next year when you go to Best Pro Shop for that, if you decide to do it again, it'll be slightly different. It won't be perfect. It'll be still kind of a big clusterfuck, but it won't be better.
No, it won't be better. It won't improve. And I love Bass Pro Shop. And the first time when Bass Pro Shop first opened up, the opening day, Tony Stewart was there signing autographs.
The Tony Stewart?
Yes, and I love Tony Stewart.
The magician?
Stewart. No, the race car driver.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. And so I was all excited. I left work early. I got in line. And I was probably maybe the 25th person in line. So I camped out for 4 hours.
For Tony Stewart?
To get Tony Stewart's autograph. By the time it was getting ready to open the doors, everybody from all over in Hell's Acres came and just flooded. 3 hours I had to wait after that.
After being 25th in line?
After being 25th in line.
I would have been
pissed. So, first of all, there's two things that chap my ass. First of all, Bass Pro Shop is horrible at organizing events.
Yep.
Okay?
Sounds like
crowd control. It's all about crowd control.
You're right.
All right?
I think you just hit someone once really hard in front of everyone.
Right.
They'll all fall into line.
But what chaps my ass even more is these parents are teaching their kids that it's okay to cheat. Because those kids got to get their candy before my kids did, and my kids follow the rules.
They're breeding ignorance.
Breeding ignorance, and that chaps my fucking
ass.
Oh,
man. God.
That's it. That's just chapping it.
I've got one last one.
Okay.
And I tell you, I don't know. I don't think
Let
I can
do
that.
Let me calm down a little bit.
Why don't you simmer over there?
Could you tell that it's chapped?
You're
my
worked
ass?
Up. You got beads of sweat just dripping down your face. I'm a little nervous to sit across from you. I don't want to say anything that'll anger you. But I will mention something that's chapping my ass lately.
All right.
Gender neutral names.
Okay.
I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them. This is what you need to do. You need to completely eliminate any name that is gender neutral, or you need to say, this one is clearly more of a man's name or clearly more of a female's name, and then be done with it. Declare it.
Can you give a couple of examples of...
If I say the name Ashley, you thinking boy or girl?
I'm thinking girl.
You're right. That is correct. And there are guys out there named Ashley. Someone did them an injustice. I don't care if your great-grandfather was an Ashley Civil War veteran or whatever. You don't take that name.
Right.
That is a girl's name.
It's a girl's name.
I want all of our listeners...
If a human being has the name Ashley,
mm-hmm.
they should have a vagina and tits.
I would not have said it that crudely,
oh,
but I completely
agree. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I want all the listeners to go to mypetition.com/eliminate gender-neutral names and sign the petition. We're going to get to 300,000, and we're going to present to Barack Obama, and we're going to do something about this. I can't. There's too many Terrys out there that are boys
Pats?
And girls. Too many. Pat, while a popular SNL skit turned horrible movie, I will say that you're Patrick or you're Patricia. Those names, I think you can get by.
Okay. But don't shorten it up then.
Like if you're a Sam, like if you're Samuel Samantha. Or Samantha.
Okay. All right.
Those get a pass. But you can't say, oh, I'm going to meet up with Sam later. I was like, oh, I bet he's a good dude. And you're just thinking, and you meet Sam. It's like, oh, who's this? This is Sam. It's a girl. What are you talking about? I'm going to meet up with Samuel later. I'll meet up with Samantha later. If you get to know that person, then you call him Sam. But the names that are just like Ashley or Terry, Jordan is a good example, Cameron.
They think that they just spell them funky, that it's okay.
Yeah, throw a couple extra Y's in there, maybe a silent E. It's just, I am sick of that because there's too many. It's like when you're pregnant. You never, if you don't know someone's pregnant, you can never ask if they're pregnant. They have to tell you, say, I am pregnant. Because if you screw it up, then it's socially awkward, just like screwing up someone's name. Oh, where's Terry? I'm Terry. I'm right here in front of you. I'm Terry. But you're not a boy. You're right. I'm a girl. That's too many awkward situations have arisen out of gender-neutral names. And you know what, gender-neutral names? You're chapping my ass.
Damn right. I feel better. Do you feel better?
It's very cathartic to really say this.
This part is really not about for the listeners. It's kind of for us.
I don't care about the listeners. I don't want any of their feedback on this. Just sign my petitions. No, you're right. It is. It's to get this off your chest. I feel a little bit better.
So we don't beat our women. That's pretty much
it. Well, if they step out of line. Or if I run out of Honey Smacks at home.
Right. Oh, man. Hey, just to remind everybody, we will be at Moon Runners. It's going to be – this episode is going to come out Friday. We're already going to be there. So come to Moon Runners. We're going to do some recording. We're going to have some people on the show.
Head out to Reggie's.
Yep, Reggie's. Lone Wolf OMB is going to be on the show. Pearl Mahone is going to be on the show. Justin Wells from Fifth on the Floor. And maybe some other special guests pop in.
How far is your reach? How powerful is the show that you've got it all set? You're going to go up there and like clockwork. These people are going to file in. Do the show.
I just want to sell 20 koozies.
You'll do it. I believe.
Do you think
two for five
is... I think it's a good deal. Two for five.
That's a very... Are they gently used or are they brand new?
Brand.
Then that's a steal.
All right. Well,
that is a steal.
I'll throw in a free sticker. I've lost my fucking mind.
Okay, we got some shows coming up and we've got some shows we've already done that are now available. Episode 130, Chiclets, Pocky, and Kool-Aid Packets is now available. Episode 131, an interview featuring the Calamity Cubes, is now available. That one is bananas. That is available now. You got to check that one out. That one is awesome. That's the back of a van, right?
That's the back of the van with the windows up.
Don't get much better than that. Episode 132, which is this one, the one we're doing right now.
Yeah.
It will be available this Friday, April 25th. Episode 133, a very special event. You heard him once before. They're eating a steak. This time, they're eating Mexican. That's right. It's Heather and Vanessa. You thought it was just going to be Heather eating Mexican herself, talking to her. Bullshit. Vanessa is back to eat Mexican with Heather. It'll be available on May 2nd.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Episode 134, live 7th year anniversary show on May 5th. Available for Red Hot streaming on 5.9. Also look for audio and video interviews with Joe Huber and Call Me Bronco coming in May.
Yeah, the Call Me Bronco one is in the can. It's done. It's ready to go. And it turned out really, really good.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it. I also can't wait for all of our listeners to submit mystery tags and fan feedback. These will be we get so few of these that just write anything. It'll be read on the show. If you want to hear it read out loud, if you take the time and get your creative juices stirred up and start just exfoliating them, it'll be on the show.
Chloroform Billy does it so fast we can't keep up.
Chloroform Billy, we're reading all of what you say. Please submit something to the page. We're going to read it live on air. We love you, Bill. Also, submit your questions for upcoming artist interviews. We tell you who's going to be on the show. We tell you.
Sometimes I say, hey, this person's going to be interviewed. What questions you got? And maybe we did that with Bob Wayne. Had a really good turnout. And that person who won got some Bob Wayne autograph CDs, got some IBWIP koozies.
That's right. All you got to do is submit something, and you might get
a little fucking effort.
It'll take you 5 seconds.
We spend how much time do we spend a week on the show?
10 to 15 seconds.
And we're just asking listeners to spend...
Just a third of that. Just 5 seconds. Please.
Oh. Let's see. I want to make one more announcement. This is where we clean up all the extra stuff on the end of the show.
Sweep it under the rug here.
I was interviewed on Old Soul Radio Show, episode 54, featuring W.B. Walker. And it is now out at wbwalker.com. These young whippersnappers. See, these young guys that do the podcast now.
So young.
They...
So nubile.
You know, they're paying homage to us old fuckers that have been doing it for 7 years.
Specifically you.
Yeah.
I've only been hanging around for about a year here.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 7 fucking years.
That's right.
I've gone nowhere in my life.
This is W.B. Walker has recognized you as the father, the god of podcasting, and is paying you the respect and the homage you deserve.
So in homage to him, I'm going to have him on in June. But I'm doing something a little special after when I announce this next song. I'm going to do it in the style of W.B. Walker.
Very nice.
So are you ready? Oh, wait. I should thank everybody. Hey, thanks for coming out in the chat room. Thanks for checking the show out. Jason, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Pope, for Christ's sake.
For Jesus Christ's sake. Thank you, Pope.
I guess I should have said it differently.
The Popa?
The
I'm a the Popa.
Jesus Christ, the Pope. that was amazing. I don't even know if we can even do anything remotely.
Just
awesome.
Stop the show now. Man. That's it. We've reached new heights.
Once you've had the Pope on,
nowhere to go but down, baby. Nope.
All right. Okay. Here it is. To pay homage to W.B. Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh hell, how's everybody doing out there tonight? Hope you had a good time. Hell, this next song we got is by a band called 357. And the song's called Here Comes Hell. Aw, hell.
If God didn't want me to listen to IBWIP, then he shouldn't have created it in his own image.
Well, Eli mentioned on the devil got horns, and then Jesus Christ have a crown made of thorns. I got a gun on my hip, a curse on my lips. I've had a sign.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.